She was meant to be there for 5 months to teach English. She, on her spare time, was travelling with her friends that she made out there and just making the most of the experience. She only had about 4 or 5 weeks to go until she was meant to be due home. It's really frustrating, and it's really difficult. Obviously, of all the countries, you know, no one's very aware of Vietnam, of their competencies with their, obviously their medical insurance is a big issue, and it's the worst thought, knowing that we're here and we can't do anything. So we're trying to do as much as we can. Hopefully this is being helpful in some way to our family, but we can't really think of anything else we can do to help. So yeah, just raising awareness is as much as we can do for now. Try and get her home would be the best thing. I know that every single time they have to turn on a machine or charge a machine or make a small decision, it's costing more and more and more, and I'm sure just to even keep her in the hospital is going to be very, very expensive, and the insurance is definitely a hindrance. So obviously we're trying to get the embassy involved and see if there's anything they can do to kind of just make sure she's getting given the highest standards that she would, at least back here in Britain.